Thank you for joining us today. Our prayer is that your life will be touched by the Spirit of Almighty God with constant and powerful truths that can be applied to your everyday life.
He loves his wife and his family. He loves the Word of God, and he loves you all. If you have seen him, some of you have may remember, he has spoke at our ministries conference that we host down in Hot Springs in January, which we'll be doing again, and he's been there for several years. I want you all to make him welcome this morning here at Christian Ministries Church, and let's make sure he's from Texas. He's expecting some amens, maybe every once in a while, woo, but it's whatever, but he's expecting some feedback, so that's what we're going to do this morning. We're going to make him feel welcome as he comes and ministers the Word of God to Christian Ministries. Bubba Miller, we're glad you're here.
Praise God. I'm excited to be here today. I have heard, listened. Man, I listen to your church on a very regular basis. Thank God for podcasts. Amen. Man, I want to thank Ashley, Michelle. This is an honor to share a pulpit with you guys, to be up here to speak to the congregation that God's blessed you with. This is an honor. And I want to thank you guys. We love y'all. I do want to thank my wife and my kids and my mom for coming with me. I mean, it's, you know, how many of y'all have just supported your family all the way through, you know? I mean, I can tell you one thing about my mom. She's hauled me around the country rodeoing, and my wife has followed me around the country rodeoing, and now I follow my kids around the country rodeoing. It's just this revolving circle that we're in, and man, I cannot be more excited today than to be right here in front of you guys and getting to minister God's word. You know, Branded for Christ is blessed. Every year, Ashley and Michelle and Tim and them, they all come and, man, they do conferences, they do leadership teachings at our church. And our church is going to the next level because of those that God has placed in our church. And guys, y'all have played such a humongous part in that. And we thank you guys so much for that. A little bit about myself. Ashley's kind of started it, but I was a professional bareback rider. I mean, my wife and I, we were on the road, and what we did was we ministered from town to town, but it wasn't in churches. It was a cowboy behind the bucking chutes and a wife in the bleachers, week in and week out, rodeo after rodeo. But the amazing thing was, if these two were rodeoing, I'd be behind the bucking chutes ministering to Ashley, and Tammy would be in the bleachers ministering to Michelle. Then when we'd get in the truck, we'd say, well, who was you speaking? She'd be like, I was with Michelle. And I said, well, I was with Ashley. And we'd begin to share stories. And it was amazing how God was already building the ministry that we're in today, way back before we even knew it was going to happen, way back before we could even see the calling that God really had on our life. And it was just, wow. In 1998, God, one day as I was shoeing horses out in a field full of goat weeds, took me to a place at a fence on an old fence post. I looked across the pasture, and I saw a field full of goat weeds and a half-burnt-down prostitute house. And God spoke to my heart to buy this place and build a church. I come home. If you've ever heard from God, I mean, if you've ever stood in a pasture and God speak to your spirit and you don't have a doubt who's speaking, you get excited. I mean, you get some fire burning. So I come home and I say, baby, you're not going to believe it. God spoke to me. And it wasn't a burning bush. It was almost an audible voice. She got excited. We drove to this place. And I was excited. She looked at me. She said, I ain't living here. God, he called me here. She said, this is on the side of the highway. Do you see that old burnt down building? I said, yeah, baby, that's going to be a church. She said, there's no way. And that was where our ministry began. God spoke to us. He began to show us our calling. But you know what happened? When I found out who owned the place, I went and asked them if it was for sale. You know what they told me? It's not for sale. But God said, but man said. How many of us have ever been in a place in our life where God said, but man said? Here's what I'm going to tell you. When God says, hang on to God's word and don't worry about what man has to say about it. See, God said that we was going to buy that place. But it took 2 years. We got a little piece of paper that said we had permission to walk around the property and look at it from the guy that owned it. So we got us a bottle of oil, about like what we got right here. We took that bottle of oil and we started anointing the fence post. Jesus' name, God, we claim this land to be used for the kingdom of God. God, we speak your word over this property. God, we know the calling of God that's upon our life. 2 years later, I get a phone call that says, Bubba, we sold the place that you've been renting through college, and you've got 2 weeks to get out. I called my dad. I said, Dad, what do I do? He says, son, you know what? God spoke to you. So I went back to that place, and a different man was there in this corporation owned the property. And he said, son, what do you want to do? I give him my vision that God has shared with me to build this church and to reach people for the gospel of Jesus. Within 10 days, we closed. Pretty amazing, huh? But see, you didn't hear the amazing part. I only had $300. Honest to God, I only had $300 to my name. The guy that was up managing the corporation said, well, how are you going to pay for it? I said, well, one time I financed a washer and dryer my mom and dad co-signed. It was $900. So I guess I'm going to go to the bank and ask for a loan. I knew the vision God gave for me. I did not have the resources for it, but I had a burning desire because God called me there. He says, son, he only knew me by Bubba, didn't know my real name. You don't either. And he says, I can hear your heart and what you want to do in our community. Give me till tomorrow and come back. I came back the next day with only $300 still in my checking account. He says, Bubba, we're going to take the financing on our own. We're going to take this right here and help you for the next 2 years while your wife is in college, while y'all are trying to get established, and we're going to get behind your vision. Today, sir, I'm going to tell you, when God calls you to do something, what you got to understand is God will put the people behind you to let God's word manifest in your life. Amen. Y'all give God a hand clap. See, my whole time my wife was going through college, getting a degree and to be in a school teacher, and she spent some time teaching the public school and Christian school. We didn't even see the big picture that all that was doing for what we're doing right now when we have our own Christian school at Brandon for Christ Academy. I mean, the same, it's just crazy how our visions line up together, how much we share the same story. I mean, I pull in your place. He said, well, that was this, and then we built that, and I begin to see our vision. Yeah. God just, and then he both connects us to Tim, and as you pull him, you say, you see Tim's church here in so many ways. You see Christian Ministries Hot Springs and how it developed from the 1970s to where it is today. We're a lot younger than him and a lot younger than the church. But we're still growing, amen? Had to throw a little dart there. Amen. Hope you don't listen to this online. But see, you got to understand, I had a vision. I had a passion. And God was opening doors. We came off the road from rodeoing and the church birth in 2004 and we began to do church for several years there, but we were stuck. We were stuck to where we didn't know what else to do. I mean, we'd had no idea how to grow what God had birthed in us. And then in 2013, I ran into a guy named David Hilton. I think David Hilton's probably been here a few times. I ran into David Hilton. He says, Pastor, Bubba, he called me Bubba. He said, Bubba, there's this conference that you need to go to. And I'm going to tell you, it's right there at that conference that the calling of God that was on our life began to manifest, that began to truly take hold in church today. What I'm telling you today is what calling God has on your life, you've got to allow it to take hold and begin to develop. You've got to allow that calling to begin to take you somewhere. You know, today, I look at my beautiful wife over here, and I got to say it. You know, whenever we were first called to be preachers. You know what she said? God, I don't look like a preacher's wife. I don't talk like a preacher's wife. God, is this really a preacher's wife? I mean, she shows up to church today with holy jeans. Amen. It happens. But that's who we are. You know, just a while ago before I got up to preach, because she knows me so well, she says, just go be yourself. Just go be yourself. Church, today what we got to understand is the calling of God that is upon our life is to be ourselves, to be who God created to be. I would love to grab a hold of one of these mics like Ashley does and sing from my, you know. Y'all hear him do it? I heard him do it just last week, I think it was. I mean, all the time. If I had that, I would do that. I don't have that. But we all have something different. We all have something that God has birthed inside of us, and we have that to offer for His glory. Amen. Y'all give God a hand, because you've got something inside of you for the glory of God. You know, whenever Paul was talking to the believers, and I believe we're the believers here today, in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 26, he says here, "For you see your calling, brethren. For you see your calling." Today, church, we have got to see our calling. We have got to know, God, what have you called me to do? What have you placed me right here in Christian ministries, right here in this church to do? What have you placed me in my job to do? God, how have you called me to lead my family? As we begin to see this right here, for you see your calling, brethren. Proverbs 29 verse 18 says, "Where there is no vision, the people perish." There is no way someone can pull on this campus and say Ashley didn't have a vision. There's no way you can pull on this campus. And he talks about where this was just an old cow field. My church is on a cow field too. I mean, we begin to see. I drew on a yellow piece of paper our new 20,000 square foot church that we're building on a yellow piece of paper. And I showed it to Tim Brooks. He says, "I see it perfectly." I show it to people at our church and say, "What is that?" They don't see it. But see, I could see it, and my pastor could see it, because he knew the heart behind the vision, and he could get lined up with it. Today, church, what you've done is today, to see all the things happen, you've got behind his vision. And none of us have reached our calling without people getting behind our vision. See, you won't reach the calling that God has for you until people get behind your vision. Today, church, I'm going to stretch it a little bit further. Today, as you grow with Christ, you must see your calling. You will see it, your calling, before you experience it. You will see your calling before you experience it. Before this building was here, the one who was called to build it actually had to see this building planted right here. Ashley had to know that God had called him to this place to do the things. And it's not stopping. It's still growing. He was just telling me about other things that's getting developed, which is amazing. It's a man with vision. You have to see your calling before you ever experience it. Here's what you got to know. If you're taking notes, write this down. Seeing is the seed time. Seeing is the seed time. See, church, today, I saw myself right here way before I stepped on this stage. In prayer and spending time before God, I had to see myself. What was I going to bring to the table? What was I going to bring to the pulpit? How was I going to deliver what God had called me to deliver today? I had to see it way before I experienced it. See, today, church, you're going to see your calling way before you see the harvest of what God's given you. See, he had to see these buildings. He had to see the people coming in. He had to see the hearts of those that would come in and receive God's word way before it ever happened. So today, seeing is seed time, and your calling to be the harvest. You'll see God do things that you could never imagine him do. You might say, why? Because when it's harvest time, for us to fulfill, when you got a harvest that you have to fulfill, you have to be prepared. Yeah. See, you couldn't fit in my congregation. You couldn't fit in our church right now. But in the church we're building, you would be able to fit. See, where Ashley started, he showed me some of the first, where they first started. You wouldn't have fit then, but you'll fit now. Right. You know, you got to understand today is, as you're called by God, God will begin to allow the harvest to grow today. Understand this, if you're taking notes, write this down. This is so important. No one gets to their desired destination without preparation of seed time and harvest. Yeah. No one gets to their desired destination without the preparation of seed time and harvest. You want a good marriage? You don't just one day say, "Oh, I just want a good marriage." No, you spend time sowing the seeds to have a good marriage. You begin to sow in seeds of having the marriage. You've got to see that marriage, how you want that marriage to be, before you ever begin to experience it. You know, I heard Ashley speak a message one time, and what he talked about was, as they were out singing, and they were going across just ministering God's word, but he saw a church. Then he says, that's what I want. I see something different at this place than I've seen all across the country. You know what he began to have to do is? He began to have to sow seeds to receive that right here. And that's what he did today, church. Understand, Ashley didn't get to this desired destination. You will not get to your desired destination without the preparation of seed time and harvest. That could be for your finances. That could be for your businesses. That could be whatever it is that today that you believe that God's spoke to your heart. To grow what God has given you, you must first see it as God called it. To grow what God has given you. See, God gave Tammy and I a desire to build a church. But we had to begin to see it God's way. And see, whenever we got under some good teaching in 2013, we began to receive good, sound doctrine teaching of how to build our church. We was able to see things in a different way. Because so much of our time before then, we were so bound by the words of the naysayers. The naysayers will always say, there's a reason why a little boy from Woodville, Texas, couldn't go to Sam Houston State University and become top five in the nation, bareback rider. Then later on become the rodeo coach and lead a national title. See, there's lots of naysayers that said that could never happen. See, there's a lot of naysayers in your life that said the calling that you see might be far-fetched when you first pulled out on this property in 2004. But now, nobody's naysaying.
That's right.
Because you came in and you made an impact. And you did that by listening to God's word. You know, I remember a saying, it's a little bit silly, but this is how the world will speak to you. I remember this saying when I was a young man. People would walk around and say, as boys would ask the girls, are you married or still happy? Come on now. Are you married? Because why? There was a world saying that would try to tell you that being married wasn't happy.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing, church. The world will begin to say things in your calling. You know what? You're married. God's called you to have a great marriage. You own a business. God's called you to have a great business. You've got kids. God's called you to have godly kids. I said God's called you to have godly kids.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You've got to understand that is God's calling. But the world's going to try to come by and put a swing on it. All teenagers go through that.
Yeah.
All marriages just bottom out like that.
Yeah.
But see, church, we begin to say, no, I'm not sowing those seeds in my life.
Right.
That is not the calling of God that God has spoken to my heart. See, I begin to receive something else. I begin to receive something that's contrary to the world. And I have it right here.
Yeah.
See, when we understand that this word right here is contrary to what the world has to tell you. Well, all kids have to experience that. Here's the thing, church. I don't think we have to experience what the world has to experience. I think we can live above the bar. I think our churches, whenever COVID hit, didn't have to bottom out and close their doors. I don't think we have to live under the ruling of the world, whatever Jesus says, greater is he that is in who? In me than he that is in the world. I am the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. Church,
come on.
Come on now. Are you going to receive God's word or are you just going to sail through it and say, well, whatever the world says, you know, it's just what it is. Marriage ain't happy. You know, business are going to fail. It's just part of it. No, church. As a coach, early on in my coaching career, God spoke something to my heart. And I have been 13 years now trying to put it in the hearts of my kids. And every one of my kids will tell you the same thing. Coach calls me champ. Coach calls me champ. Here's what I'm going to tell them. As their coach, if they will believe in themselves as much as I believe in them, they will rise to the next level. See, today, guys, I believe God calls us champs because if we believe in ourselves that we can do what God's called us to do as much as he believes that he called us, you know what? There's nothing impossible. There is nothing impossible. Because why? Because God called you to be victorious, amen? Don't allow the world to say you're not. So champs today. I said champs today. You got to see your calling out of darkness. You've got to see your calling out of darkness. How many people do we know that the world has captured their calling? In the college town that we live in, we see so many rodeo athletes and college students, those that were called to minister, that the world, these kids have such amazing giftings, such amazing abilities, but the world grabs a hold to it. The world says that's got to be played in the bar. That's got to be sung in a honky-tonk. That's got to be done in a place that God's not a part of. Yeah. See, the world wants to capture your calling. The world wants to go, the devil wants to come in and keep you from going where God's called you to go. Today, how many people do we know, and it might be ourselves, that we have allowed the world to capture our talents? He's captured our calling. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9 reads like this. He says, "But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him," listen at this, "who hath called you out of darkness." Your calling is to be called out of darkness. Today, when we allow the darkness of the world, what it will do is it will keep our calling from going where God's called it to be. For those 2 years that we walked that property, and we took that oil and we put it on every single fence post. You know how many people told us we were dumb? We were stupid? That's crazy. Why in the world are you doing that? You'll never have that. Church, today, I started calling what was Satan's. That building that was used for the worst thing you could ask for it to be used for. We say, God, this place is to be used for the kingdom of God. God, this place is going to be used to see people delivered from that same spirit. Amen. See, we begin to call what Satan wanted to use for him and use it for the kingdom of God. Today, see your calling out of the darkness. Don't allow the world to keep you bound or to keep you from receiving what God's called you to do. Number two, you got to see your calling according to purpose. See, God called us to 2989 I-45 North Huntsville, Texas for a purpose. Guys, I buck a lot of bulls. We buck a lot of horses. We do lots of things. We have alternative night, college night, kickball night. You know, we have schools. Same thing here, just different, a little bit different. We've got something going on all the time. But it's all because, number two, we see our calling according to the purpose. Yeah. The whole purpose to all this isn't just so we can say we have a school, Ashley. Yeah. It's so we can get families into church to teach them about Jesus. Yeah. See your calling according to purpose. Understand, God did not bless you with your talents, your abilities, your resources for you to sit on them. He gave them to you to be used. And when you look here in 1 Timothy chapter 9, he says, God who has saved us, amen, we're saved, yeah, yeah, and called us, he called us, with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose. Yeah. Wow. Understand this today. Your calling is not about you. Yep. Your calling is for his purpose. Your calling to do what God's called you to do is to build the kingdom of God. Yeah. You say, well, Pastor, I don't have the pulpit, but you work at the tire store. Or have you got kids at your house that you nourish every day? You have a calling. Today, see your calling according to the purpose that God has called it. Amen. Number three, see your calling completed. See your calling completed. How many of us ever seen a half-built fence? They don't work very well. You build a fence on three sides of your pasture and tell me how it works for you. It doesn't work very well. They get out. You know, a lot of times if we're not careful, we get a calling of God on our life and we kind of get involved and we get to a place of familiarity. We're just kind of familiar with all the things. We've got the church thing down. Yeah. Yeah, man. Come on now. Don't pick up your toes if you're getting stepped on. We get the church thing down if we're not careful. Because we know the songs. We can pray in front of people. But guys, we just kind of going to coast on through. Church, today, I don't believe we're called to coast. I don't believe we're called to coast for a second. I believe we need to see our calling completed. And that's why whenever I talk to Ashley here, here's what she's saying. Yeah, this is a big, beautiful building. Got a new drive under, which is amazing. I'm just still pouring the red dirt in it, mine. I'm so jealous. He can sing and he's got a drive under already. Come on. We're the same age. Not really, but yeah. But you know what, church? What we can see is we've got this building, we've got that building, we've got the drive under. Let's call it complete, Ashley.
Yeah,
heck no. We're not going to call it complete because we know God's got more in store for us. You've got to know today you came to church and God has more in store for you than you already have today. Don't just cross through. See your calling completed. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 10. He says, therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your call and election sure. Today, what is the calling of God on your life? If you don't know the calling of God on your life, it's kind of hard to even know what to do. Today, have you spent enough time with God? Saying, God, what have you called me to do? God, what talents have you given me? What abilities? Here's what I'm going to tell you. I can tell you the calling of God on my life will never be to sing like Ashley. But you know, I do know the calling of God on my life that I can motivate people. I can encourage people. We can all love people. See, church, today what we begin is we begin to take one of Ashley's messages. And he don't understand it, but I live this message every day. I've never forgot it since he's preached it. And every day I try to add another piece. He showed a puzzle. And this puzzle had an eye. Then that eye turned into a bird. That bird turned into be a bird in some woods and in the woods and the mountains. But what happened? It began to grow. Church today, just like this place, it started with one and it's grown to this big campus. The calling of God in your life, it might start so insignificant that you think. You might just be like that little boy from Woodville that had no idea where God was going to take him. But now getting to reach so many people. Or Ashley, Grandpa's place, it was just a place that they were going to raise cows and live on, have a ranch and a farm. And look at the amount of people that God is touching right here. Man. It's just another piece of the puzzle. Today, allow God to add to your calling.
We hope that you have been blessed, encouraged, and motivated by today's message. If you are interested in more messages by Christian Ministries Church, then log on to our website at www.cmchurch.net and click on the podcast link.